Lord, help us to do and hear all that you have spoken. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen. We'll now say our Jacobs Creek New Church Family Camp recitation for this year from Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. And if it be evil in your eyes to serve Yahuwah, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were across the river, or the gods of the Amorite, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yahuwah. Please be seated. This evening, we're going to read about a story in the Word that took place when the Israelites had camped around the bottom of Mount Sinai. And you remember what Mount Sinai looked before Moses went up to Mount Sinai? Does anyone remember what was around Mount Sinai? What surrounded the mountain? It was a kind of weather. Does anyone remember? It was a cloud. Is that what you're going to say, a cloud? It was a cloud that was, yes? And what? There was a cloud that surrounded Mount Sinai like a wall so that you couldn't see the mountain. And there was fire that descended on the mountain. And that's how the Lord came to the mountain. It says he came to Mount Sinai in fire, down on top of that huge mountain that was surrounded by a cloud. And he told Moses to go up to the mountain. So Moses went up to the mountain. And then he instructed Moses many things, including the Ten Commandments. And then he told Moses to come back to the people. And that's where we're going to pick up our story. And what I'd like you to listen for as we read from chapter 24 about what happened next. Listen with your ear to see if you can hear what the Israelites said to Moses after Moses read the word to them. And it's a phrase that you're all very, very familiar with, and you'll probably recognize it as soon as you hear them say it. But see if you can pick it out, because that's what we're going to discuss, what that means. So listen for that key phrase about how the Israelites responded to Moses when he came back from that incredible scene, a huge mountain surrounded by a cloud with fire coming down it, where the Lord was in that fire to speak to Moses. So this is in chapter 24 of Exodus. And he, the Lord, Yahuwah, said to Moses, "Come up to Yahuwah, thou and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and bow yourselves down afar off. And Moses, he alone shall approach to Yahuwah, and they shall not approach, and the people shall not come up with him." And Moses came and recounted to the people all of the words of Yahuwah, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that Yahuwah has spoken, we will do." And Moses wrote all the words of Yahuwah and got up early in the morning and built an altar under the mountain of 12 pillars and 12 of the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent youths, the sons of Israel, he sent them, and they offered up burnt offerings and sacrifices of peace offerings of bullocks to Yahuwah. And Moses took half the blood and put it into basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. And he took the book of the covenant, and he read it in the ears of the people. And they said, all that Yahuwah has spoken, we will do and hear. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled on the people and said, Behold the blood of the covenant that Yahuwah has made with you upon all these words. And there they went up, Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel. So did you hear the key phrase that the Israelites responded? What was it? That's right. Very, very good. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do and hear. Oftentimes in church on Sunday, we sing that little piece. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do and hear. Now, why did they say that? Why did they say that to Moses? Moses had just come down from Mount Sinai, where the Lord had been speaking to him, and the Lord came to that mountain in fire that consumed the whole mountain. And the Israelites heard the sound of a very loud trumpet and thunderings and earthquakes. They knew that the Lord was on that mountain speaking to Moses. And then Moses came down off of the mountain, and remember it says he read to them the covenant. That means he read to them what he had written down, which was the Ten Commandments and laws about feasts and many other laws that the Israelites needed to follow. And when they heard Moses read those things, their response was, all that the Lord has spoken. Now that's a very important response because it means that they knew the Lord had spoken to Moses, and now Moses was reading the word of the Lord to them. And do you want to hear something very amazing? All those laws that the Lord gave to Moses, they are in the three chapters that came right before what we just read. And if you read the word, and if you read chapter 20 through 23 and then pick up where we were, you will hear the very same things that Moses read to the people. And when the people heard it, they knew it was spoken by the Lord. So what is very important for us that we can get from all that the Lord has spoken is to know that the Lord, Jesus Christ, speaks to us through the Word. These are the words that the Lord used then and that the Lord uses now to speak to us. So when we're in church and we sing the song, All That the Lord Has Spoken, we can think we're singing that because when we hear the Lord speak to us in the Word and in His internal sense of the Word in His second coming, it is like Moses reading the Word to the people and they look at that mountain, they say, that's from the Lord. And we can think the very same way about the Word in the Old Testament, New Testament, and in the internal sense of the Word in the writings. Now, how about the rest of what they said? All that the Lord has spoken, we will do and hear. The spoken part means the Lord in His divine human. That means a Lord who is a human being, a man who is divine, Jesus Christ, who has a mouth and a voice that speaks. But that we will do and we will hear. When you love something, you really like to do it, right? You all probably had a lot of fun today doing different things, whether it was swimming or playing games or even at a go-kart track. You love doing those things. They were fun. So you do those things. Now, when we hear the Lord speak to us, He gives us things to do too, like to love our neighbor. And if we do those things, we'll love them too. So that is what the Israelites were saying to the Lord. First of all, we know You're speaking to us through Your mouth, the Lord Jesus Christ, with these words, and that we're going to do them because we love them. To do means to love with your heart. And we're also going to hear them. That means we're going to understand them. We're going to believe them. We're going to have faith in them. And in the Arcana Celestia, it explains what this means, their response. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do and we will hear. It says, this signifies the reception of the truth that proceeds from the divine human of the Lord. And obedience from the heart and from the soul. This wasn't just we're going to do what you say because you're the Lord and we see this amazing mountain. For us today, It's we're going to do what you say because we love what you have to tell us. And because you've explained it to us in your second coming, we understand it. It is a rational response to the Lord when he explains to us his truth, his divine truth. All that the Lord has spoken, we know you're speaking to us. We're going to love it, so we're going to do it. And we're going to understand it, so we're going to believe it. So going forward, what we can do is we can know, this is how it says it in the Arcana, we can know that they who read the word and at the same time look to the Lord, all that the Lord has spoken, that they acknowledge that all truth and good are from the Lord, it says, and that nothing is from themselves, and that then they are enlightened. And they see truth and perceive good all from the Word. So, for the rest of Jacob's Creek camp, before you come to worship, or as you're sitting down and beginning to prepare for worship, you can say this prayer to yourself, the same one that the Israelites said. All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will hear. And then after you leave, maybe you can remember yourself when you're going to go read the Word. As you're opening up the Word and thinking about what you're going to read, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do and hear. Or if you're going to go to family worship, as you're preparing for family worship or church, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do and hear. So what we're going to finish with this evening is you all have these words on your chairs, and at the top, it's written in Hebrew. That's right, you've got it. And in Hebrew is the language that this was spoken in when the Israelites said it themselves. And it's a language that's very similar, the Lord tells us, to how they write and speak in heaven. So in just a moment, once we get the pitch from the piano, we're going to sing all that the Lord has spoken, we will do in here. First in Hebrew, in the language closest that we have to heaven. And then we're going to sing it in English. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Amen.